irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Question Reality. My name is Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. This show is definitely for you if you are questioning your career reality by considering or currently pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. For 8 years, our guests on this show have provided advice and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a wide variety of show business positions. Now, the guests on our show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, screenwriters, actors, singer, dancer, models, musicians, comedians. The list goes on and on and on and on. If they are working in show business, they are going to be on our show. And what's important to note is that all of our guests on the show have been specifically selected because they're at different stages of their career, from professional to beginner. And I like to have that on the show because that means that we'll definitely have someone on the show who you, the audience member, can personally relate to. And they're able to answer your show business questions either from the air, or you are allowed to contact them directly courtesy of our show. I can't talk. I feel like I got the heat on 90 and I'm getting a little lightheaded now. I better turn the heat off. I was so cold earlier and I turned it on and now it's like, whoo, getting a little fuzzy. I'm getting a free contact high from the heat vent. Now, if you missed any of our shows or you want to seek advice about specific entertainment, a specific entertainment career, you can always go to our archive page, which is on the latalkradio.com website. And you just search for the title of our show, Question Reality, or you can search by my name, Priscilla Leona. And all of the Question Reality shows are also available for free on iTunes, Google, Google Play, Stitcher.com, and they're all under the podcast section. So check that out. And you also want to make sure that you get your new app. We just designed it, free app, and it's on the homepage of the LA Talk Radio website. And it's located towards the bottom. A lot of people are like, I can't find it. Where is it? Scroll, people. Scroll all the way down to the bottom on the right-hand side. Finally, very exciting news. If you want to be a guest on our show or refer someone who is working in the biz, we are currently booking right now again for 2017. So please go to our official website, not the LA Talk Radio website. That's the radio station that airs the show. You want to go to our official website, which is QuestionRealityRadioShow.com. QuestionRealityRadioShow.com. That has all of the guests that are upcoming, and that's also where you go to be on the show. And you want to go to the contact link, and that is where you can submit to be on our show. Yay! And speaking of our show, we have someone back. Now, he has been on the show before. He was a huge hit. He was my first and has been my only award-winning singer-songwriter from the south of Sweden. His name is Hicks, or Michael Persson. He goes by Hicks. He is a multiple gold platinum. He has multiple gold and I can't talk. See, I'm going to die right in the middle of this show. I'm going to get heat exhaustion, pass out, and then Hicks is going to have to continue doing the show by himself. But I can't read and turn the heat off at the same time. So as soon as Hicks starts talking, I'm going to run and turn the heat off. We're doing the show remotely, obviously, because Hicks is in the south of Sweden, so I'm doing it from my home office. Again, let's go back. Multiple gold and platinum records to his credit. I want you to go to his website now. It is HicksCountry.com. HicksCountry.com. He's also on Facebook under Hicks Country, Twitter, Hicks Country. And what I pointed out, and I'll just throw this little bit of career advice in again, one of the smart things that he has done is he has kept himself consistent. If you notice, his website is HicksCountry.com. His Facebook is Hicks Country. His Twitter is Hicks Country. This is so very important, people. When you're starting out, you need to brand yourself and establish yourself and keep it consistent. There are so many people in show business who don't know that, believe it or not, and they'll have, for example, johnsmith.com, and then their Facebook is the sexy John Smith, and then their Twitter will be sex it up for John Smith. And you know what I mean? Like, they have different names, and it makes it very, very hard to find people when they have different names and it's not consistent. You want to be able to go to Google. If you're at a party and someone said, oh my God, you know, I saw this guy Hicks perform. He was so great. Oh my God. You don't want to say, oh, well, do you have a business card? So you can look on the business card and see, okay, well, here he is. He's got this name on Facebook. He's got this name on Twitter. You want to go to Google, you type in Hicks, boom, HicksCountry.com, Hicks Country on Facebook, Hicks Country on Twitter. This is what you want. So I just wanted to point that out. Very, very important. Now, around 5:30, you want to get excited. You want to get your dancing shoes on. You want to get that cocktail going, because we are going to play the single Stomp a Little Louder. And when you hear it, you're going to want to stomp. So, girls, get your little heels on. Guys, you know, whatever you do. This is a single featuring Ryan and Steve Wariner as well. So we're going to be playing that around, again, 5:30. So don't you go anywhere. You got to be here to hear this song. It's really hot. It is really good. Now, I want to take a moment. We're going to get back to Hicks, but I have to get a little plug in. Have to get a little plug in for myself. I want to just take a minute to tell you about this really cool film short that I worked on, called Moonbound 24. And we just won Best Web Content at the Hollywood Reel Independent Film Festival Friday. We did the red carpet. Oh my God, it was fun. And it was at LA Live, which is huge here. If you are in another city or another country, LA Live, if you come to LA, you have to go to LA Live. It's like our Madison Square Garden in New York. It's like our, you know, the Big White Way in New York. It's a really huge area for events. So we had the film screening last night, and our little tiny film was on the big silver screen. It was at the Regal Cinemas at LA Live, and it was such a hit. It was such a hit, and my character, who was named Peg Leg, it was so weird seeing myself up on the silver screen. I've been on the silver screen before, but it was weird seeing myself in this little short that it took 5 years to make, when we didn't think we'd ever get there, but we did. And we got a ton of laughs. So it makes me feel so happy that this character that I created, named Peg Leg, was a real trip and would be a very interesting person to know. And I didn't even know that until I saw me on the screen and getting so many laughs. So I totally see a sitcom happening with this character that I think I'm going to develop. So stay tuned. I think this character is going to get her own sitcom. So there you go. So a little bit about Moonbound 24. It is a really out there experimental sci-fi comedy web series. It is a futuristic look at the end of the world and the mad rush to become one of the last 24 people to escape Earth and fly to the first inhabitable moon colony, which also happens to be man's last chance for survival. So we interviewed all of these actors. I mean, like hundreds of actors. And we asked them, if you were given 60 seconds to explain why you should get one of the last seats on the last rocket to the moon, what would you say? And we're like, think fast. You have 60 seconds. Your time starts now. And based on the best answers, we chose the 24 to go. So check it out, moonbound24.com. And the Hollywood Reel Independent Film Festival tickets are still on sale, and the festival runs until February 28th. A lot of great, great films there. So please, please, please go and buy your ticket and see. Okay, back to Hicks. Hicks is represented by one of my favorite managers, PR guys in the business, Michael Stober. I love this guy. I want to squeeze his little cheeks. I want to cut a little piece off and have it with some jam. Oh my God, that's so sick and Hannibal-like. But he's just so adorable. If you knew him, you'd love him. As a matter of fact, if you are an artist that is pursuing a career and you need help, this is the man that you want to go to, Michael Stober of MTS Management Group and also MTS Records. He was the 2013, 2014, and 2015 CMG Artist of Manager of the Year. 2013 and 2014 IMEA Artist Manager of the Year. The 2014 Nashville Universe Artist Manager of the Year. The 2015 Josie Show Country Blast Radio Manager of the Year. And the 2015 IMEA Record Label of the Year. He is fantastic. He is wonderful. You want a person, again, I'm inserting career advice. If you are pursuing a career, you need a team. Even if you're just starting out, with the team being your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your best friend, you need a team to help you. If you're an artist, it takes a lot of time and energy to create, to promote. Your social media footprint is you cannot escape it. It is, it has to be. You have to create this and you need help to do it. So one of the people that you definitely need to have on your team, some sort of manager in whatever role that a person plays a manager. And if you get to the point where you can afford, excuse me, to have, I'm getting verklempt over here from the heat again, people. Again, if you are able to afford to get a team of professionals eventually, you want to add Michael Stover. I'm telling you right now, incredible. You want somebody that returns your emails. You want somebody that's out there promoting you. You want somebody that you can trust, who's loyal and is very experienced in the business. And Hicks was very, very smart to add Michael Stover to his team. So check out Michael Stover if you are pursuing a career in the business. And I'm not being paid to say that. I just love this guy, and he's one of the favorite people. PR with my radio show, they're booked by PR people. I'm contacted by talent managers, PR reps, and he is one of many that I work with. And I got to tell you, amazing to work with. Your career will definitely get to the point of Hicks' career if you choose Michael Stover. Speaking of Hicks, let me just tell you a little bit about him. Now, this is just a brief bio, but Hicks, his real name is Michael Persson. He is a multiple award-winning singer-songwriter from the south of Sweden with multiple golden platinum records to his credit. And his rock edge songs have been recorded by artists like Jimmy Jameson from one of my favorite bands of all time, Survivor. If you love music from the 80s, of course, you're going to die over anything Survivor did. Giant with Dan Huff, Bobby Kimball from Toto, one of my favorite bands from the 80s as well. Another band, Little River Band, W.E.T. Wet featuring Jeff Scott Soto. He's worked with Grammy nominated Toby Hitchcock and Grammy winner Barbados. And excuse me, Hicks has also written with a ton of Nashville heavy hitters like Anthony Smith, Dallas Rogers, Dennis Morgan, Sharon Vaughn. And his song Hayride became, and this is very important if you are a foreign artist trying to make it, his first his song Hayride became his first official U.S. radio single release on MTS Records, and the song reached the New Music Weekly Top 10 and the Music Row Top 80, making him, again, the first Swedish country artist to achieve this status. And believe me, if you're from Sweden, that crap matters. This is like a big, huge deal. It is very, very hard to break into the American music market, especially if you're in a small country. Well, actually, it's not a small country, but a Sweden. It's a Swedish, Sweden, okay? It's hard. Now, Hicks followed up with the song Mama's Kitchen, and that also received the NMW Top 10, peaking at number 2, and his third single, entitled I Belong to You, also reached number 11 on NMW. And Hicks was the 2013 British CMA Awards Euro Act of the Year. Again, big deal if you're in Europe. He was the 2015 Indie Music Channel Awards winner, an Academia Award winner, and an Independent Country Music Association Award winner. He is also a Nashville Universe Award nominee, a New Music Awards nominee, and an IMEA Award nominee. My God, he's just nominated and winning, nominated and winning. Oh, he has more awards than I do. I just got my little best. I've only won 2 awards for my films. But God, this man just puts me to shame. I can't even stand in his shadow. Hicks' latest single, entitled Stomp a Little Louder, features country legend and co-writer Steve Wariner and his son Ryan. My God, we got to talk to him and find out. He is, talk about winning. Who is that nutcase that made that phrase winning popular? Who is it? Oh my gosh, we'll think of it. Anyway, forget him, because Hicks is winning. Welcome to the show, Hicks. My God, you are winning.
I am. I'm a lucky guy.
You are winning. Oh my gosh, who was that actor that he made that phrase winning? God, the actor that who is it? Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. He would say winning. He was on 2 and a Half Men. Oh God, I'm just totally blank. But anyway, you're winning. Forget him. You're winning. Emilio Estevez's brother, Martin Sheen's son. Who is it?
It's a Charlie Sheen.
Martin Sheen's son.
Charlie!
Oh, thank you. I would have died. I can't stand it when I can't remember something. Thank you, Charlie Sheen. Forget about Charlie Sheen. He's out. Hicks, you're in. You are winning, obviously. What is going on? Now, your latest single, Stomp a Little Harder, features country legend and co-writer Steve Wariner. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right.
It's Wariner.
Steve Wariner and his son Ryan. So my goodness, how did that relationship come to be that you ended up working with this country legend?
We met in London a few years ago. We were both playing at the British CMA, and I was on stage just before him, and when I walked out from my set, he was in the wing, and he came up to me, gave me his card, and said, hey, whenever you're in Nashville, call me. I want to ride with you. And I went back to Sweden, packed my bags, and went to Nashville. I called him and said, hey, I'm in town. So
here I am.
Now, when you get an invitation like that, you just got to grab it.
Oh, yeah. My God, that's crazy if you don't. Now, Hicks, do you want me to call you? Hicks, you like me to be called Hicks or Michael?
Hicks.
Now, why? Yeah. And why Hicks? Where did you get that name? Because it's Michael Persson. Where did the name Hicks come from?
I just wanted something that was short, simple, easy to remember. And I am a Hick from the south part of Sweden. So I thought, well, Hicks. Sure.
Well, come on. Now, Hicks, when we think of the south part of Sweden, I don't know if I necessarily think a country Hick. I think of IKEA. I don't even know if the furniture's made in Sweden. I'm not even sure if it's Norway or Sweden. But when I hear Sweden, Switzerland, and Norway, I think, oh, my God, I got to go to IKEA and buy something. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, well, Sweden, that's IKEA. But
it is IKEA. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad I got that right. No, it's
the southern part of Sweden where I'm from. It's farm country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my gosh. Now, is Sweden a country music-loving country overall, or is it just that little part of Sweden that you said is the southern part? You know, what's the scoop with the country music love in Sweden?
Well, it's starting to grow. It's starting to grow a lot over here. And TV shows like Nashville have sure helped to get people to understand, country music is pretty cool. It's not like it was in the 50s when there were people yodeling and stuff, and I don't mind that, but it evolved a little since then. So country music is definitely growing, and I'm doing what I can to put country music on the map here in Sweden.
So I didn't know that they were showing Nashville in Sweden. I didn't know
that.
Yeah, didn't. I think we talked about this before because I have honestly, straight up, I just tell it like this. I had never been a lover of country music. Now, of course, you know, there are always the ones that do the crossover and they become the pop hits and we hear them. But I had not been like a country music lover. Nashville came on and I started watching it. And my friends are like, why are you watching Nashville? You don't even like country music. I could not believe that one of the main characters was from Australia, and yet she sang, oh my God, she sang so beautifully with the country music voice, and just the actors overall. I think one of the guys, Scott Palladio, is from England, and he talked with the country accent. He sang with the country accent. I was just mesmerized. I was fascinated by the artistry, and that's what led me in. But I didn't know they were showing it in Sweden. So what is the secret, Hicks, to a musical artist being able to come from, say, a country like Sweden and being able to break into the country music world so successfully? Because obviously you are probably doing a lot of promoting in the south of Sweden or where you're from to promote young artists. But what is the secret? What can they do that you've done to be able to get to your success level from
school? Well, you said something really important before, that you have to surround yourself with great people. Like Michael Stover, he's one of the great people I work with. And then it's hard work. It's talent helps. I mean, you got to know how to sing and write songs, but that's not enough. You got to work. You gotta work hard and stay focused. And I think the most important thing is to have fun. Because if you don't love doing it, don't do it. Because it's so much work. But I love it so much. So for me, it's not work. It's just who I am. It's what I do.
I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people, not just in the music business, but and in the world of acting, directing, but actually in the entertainment industry, they seem to think that it's all fun and games. That people watch actors on the silver screen and they go, I can do that. That's so easy. What are they getting paid millions of dollars for? But then let them try it and see just how hard it is. It is not just saying lines. It is so involved. There are so many aspects to it. If you ever watch a movie and you go, God, that was so bad. They're terrible actors. But you know what? In their mind, they think they are the greatest thing since Campbell's soup. But the reason that you think that that person is that you could do it is because they're such a great actor. It makes it so easy that you actually want to do it. It's actually inspiration that they are giving off to you. Just as in with you singing, you go, God, I can sing. Ah, try it and see. And it is definitely a lot harder. So if you're a person who's just doing it because you want to walk the red carpet or you want to get an Oscar, an Emmy, or a Grammy, you better stop and hold your horses, because you better look at the business aspect. And a lot of people just want to focus on being the artist, and they don't want to put the work in that is involved on the business end. And if you cannot, if you don't have a mind for business, you better either hire someone, have someone who knows, or you need to forget about it and keep it as a hobby. I'm just going to tell you now, because it is a lot of work. And if you can't handle that, then you probably need to pick up the pen and pencil and push those papers, because it's very, very hard. Now, I understand that you had the number two single on the Hot Disc Europe chart last year. Now, for those of us who don't
know. No, I have to correct you. I am the number one.
Oh, well, in your bio, it says number two. We better make sure we fix that up now, Hicks.
Number one for 5 weeks straight.
Okay, make sure you correct that, because if that information is going out as number two, they're going to say that on all your interviews. Okay, so you had the number one single on the Hot Disc Europe chart last year. Now, for those who don't know what that is or what that means, can you please tell us the importance of this honor and this title, how you got it, etc.?
Yeah, that's the biggest country chart here in Europe, and it's a big deal. You know, it airs from London, and they have around 500,000 listeners. 500,000 listeners, and that's pretty big for a radio show when it comes to country music over here in Europe. So that sure has opened a lot of doors for me, and now I'm going to do, in May, we're going on a UK tour just because of that.
And how do you, so this Hot Disc Europe, this is a television show sort of like American Idol, is that what you're saying?
No, it's a chart show. So it's a radio show, and they air all the videos on Sky TV as well. So it's both a radio show and a TV show. And it's kind of like Top of the Pops or MTV. When they were playing music, they had their own chart over the most popular songs. So this is just the same.
Oh, I had not. I'm thinking, oh gosh, I watch the Graham Norton show a lot, and he has a lot of European artists, and he's always saying that, oh, you won the something Europe. It's apparently a big European music competition. Do you know what I'm talking about? Is this the same thing? Hot Disc Europe, is it the same? It doesn't have the same name, because I don't remember it being called Hot Disc Europe, but it's a huge European competition show where singers can win, and then it propels their career. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, this is probably the Eurovision.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's because that's huge.
Okay. So it's sort of like that? What you're saying?
No, the Hot Disc is just country charts.
Oh, okay. Oh, got it. Whereas the Eurovision, that's
the competition.
Oh, the competition. Oh, okay. See, you learn something new every day. I did not know that.
No, it's a big, big competition. And then there are artists from all the European countries compete against each other with an original song. And then the viewers vote, and then there's a professional jury that votes. And then they combine all the votes and select the winner from that. And it airs for 3 days.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
It's
wow.
That's huge.
Yeah. Hey, people. So, and can anybody enter this? If they went to Google and they typed Hot Disc Europe, there would be like a website or something where they could find out more about how they could enter. Can anyone enter? Or?
Well, you can always send your song to CMR Nashville, the radio station, or to Hot Disk, if you want a shot to be on the chart. If you're talking to Eurovision, that's a little more complicated to enter, because you first have to go to the national competition and win that before you can go to the international competition.
Ah, I see. Okay, well, people, type in Hot Dish Europe, and you, if you're smart, you can figure it out how to do it. But do you know what, Hicks? Can you believe that it is 5:31 already? We got to get your song playing, because I'm already getting notices. When's the song playing? When's the song playing? They're already bugging and harassing me. So let's get it done. First of all, before we play the song, I want to ask, we like to know a little bit about the song. We're going to play Stomp a little Louder. What's this particular song about? What was the motivation and inspiration for this particular song?
Well, both me and Steve, we like to spread positive messages, and we want to write a song that was an inspiration to other people that whatever you want out of life, follow your dream or whatever, and stomp a little louder to get it.
And you mean literally stomp like, you know, hey, let's do it, like aggressively go about life?
Yeah, well, both that, or make yourself noticed, make yourself heard, and follow your dream. That's the message of the song.
Okay, great. Well, hey, we all need to do that. All of us need to stomp a little louder. So let's see what Hicks did with this song to inspire us to stomp a little louder in our own lives. So let's listen to the song, and when we come back, we are going to get more career advice from Hicks. So without further ado, stomp a little louder.
That's what daddy said. Roll up your sleeves, just do it if you wanna get ahead. If you want your dreams to come true, nobody out there's gonna hand it to you. Be sure what you're aiming for, and open up the candy store. Stomp a little louder, walk a little prouder, jump a little higher. The only way to win, go on and do your own thing. A little harder, think a little smarter, stomp a little louder, the only way to win. Come on and do your own thing.
were tapping, the toes were going. That is a really just a pump you up, pump up the volume song. I love this song. What have been the responses that you've gotten from not only fans, but, you know, articles being written, reviews, etc.? Is everybody as enthusiastic about the song?
Actually, yes. It's been really mind-blowing to read reviews, and the response that from fans and everything is just been off the hook. You know, it's crazy. But I think you can hear in the song how much fun we had writing it, me and Steve, because we were laughing the whole time and just having a good time. And same thing when we recorded it. Steve plays the guitars and his son Ryan plays the slide guitar. And same thing there. It was just effortless, good time, laughing. And I think that comes across when you listen to the song, that, wow, these guys love what they do.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when we hear it as listeners, we think, God, it sounds like they're having so much fun. And again, that's where people get a little confused and they think, well, they're having so much fun. I want to have fun. That's all I want to do. I'm going to just do it so I can have fun. But it is obviously, Hicks, a very tedious and laborious task to be able to break into the American music market, especially being from Sweden. And I can't imagine the mental and physical energy involved in the process that you guys go through in the music business, like the writing, the recording, the traveling, and the performing all over the music world. So what is the secret, would you say? What's the secret to staying motivated and energized and just really truly excited to perform your very best when you're constantly touring the world? What is the secret? What do you do?
Well, like I said before, is you gotta love it, because if you don't, it's gonna wear you out, it's gonna break you down, because there are haters, naysayers, and when you are starting out as a new artist or actor or whatever, everybody tells you no, not because you're bad or that, but it's easier to say no, because if somebody says yes to you, that means they got to start working.
That's interesting.
And that's why people say no. If you keep at it and you work and you show everybody that you mean business, that you are serious, that you love it, that you really, really want it, then someday somebody's going to say, well, he's back, he's not going away, and he's good, so we might as well work with him.
Yeah, they just, you break them down, Hicks, you break them down.
Well, in a way, yes, but I always say that I'm out collecting no's, because for every no, I'm one step closer to a yes.
That's right. And I was always taught in my household, a no is a yes in disguise. So
yes.
I don't even hear no's. I just go, okay, they said no. What else am I going to do? Because I will get a yes. I am getting a yes, whether it takes the rest of my life. If I want it, I'm going to get a yes. Now, you've got multiple gold and platinum records to your credit. Can you tell us what they are and what awards were given to you for them, like singing, songwriting, recording, because you can get gold and platinum awards for various tasks that you do on a project. Can you tell us about yours?
Well, the first gold album I got was from the Swedish band Barbados, and that was one of my country songs that they cut. And that album went on and won a Grammy for the band, and I got my first gold record, and that was kind of like, wow, that's the first song I ever written to another artist, and I got a gold record, and they won a Grammy, so I must be doing something right.
What does it mean? Like, we don't know. We watch, like, I just watched the Grammys, and of course, the love of my life, Adele. She went on, I think she won like 7. I can't even remember now. But what does it mean? Obviously, for her, I was thinking, you know, when you're at her status, I guess that is like the zenith point. That is the ultimate. I mean, where else can you go when you're Adele, right? Where else can you go? You've won all the awards. It seems to me, and I could be wrong, that if you were someone like Adele, what else could you strive for? What else could you achieve other than, another Grammy Award? When you get to that level, what do you think is the motivation that would keep you going other than, you know, it can't possibly be to win another Grammy or else, you know, you're a little, you know.
No, obsessed. I don't think.
What is it that would keep someone when you get to that point? What keeps you going?
I think that you want to write a better song. And it's not about winning awards. It's about writing that perfect song. It's about doing that perfect performance when you feel that, wow, I nailed it. That the stars were aligned. That was just, it had it all. I think it's about that, you know, perfection, or I don't know what to call it. But for me, it's like when you been writing a great song, recording it, released it, and it goes on the charts. Next time, you just want to do better.
Well, what steps did you take in your career to elevate your music to be able to win multiple gold and platinum records, to get to that level? What do you think are like, or just give us three things that you feel are what propelled you to win the multiple gold and platinum records?
Well, I try to challenge myself all the time when I write songs. If it is for me or if I'm writing for somebody else, so challenge that you have to break all your rules and dare yourself to dig deeper inside or try to come up with a melody that it's not predictable. And I think, like I said before, it's about writing that perfect song.
Writing that perfect song. Yeah,
you know, when you're writing, sometimes the guitar, you stop playing the guitar, and the guitar is playing you. And the song is singing itself. It was kind of, when we wrote Stomp a Little Louder, that was what happened. It just, the song took over. So the song guided me and Steve instead of us writing it. You get what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I absolutely do. Well, so, your rock edge songs have been recorded by artists like Jimmy Jameson from Survivor. God, I love that band. As a matter of fact, as soon as we're finished with this interview, I'm gonna pull up my old Survivor songs. And you recorded with Giant, Dan Hopp, Bobby Kimball from Toto, Little River Band, Grammy winner Toby Hitchcock, Grammy winner Barbados, obviously. And you've written with Nashville heavy hitters like Anthony Smith, Dallas Rogers, Dennis Morgan, Sharon Vaughn. So how did you get, I mean, you can't, obviously starting out, you may not be able to do that. I mean, I've heard it's possible, but very rare. Maybe in the middle of your career, there's a possibility because you've been heard. People are like, okay, maybe. But how did you come to be able to work with artists of this caliber? And what can an inspiring musical artist do to be good enough to work with the music legends like the ones that you've worked on projects with?
Luck, but talent, and again, back to hard work. Being focused and try to figure out what it is you want to do. Because when you know what you want to do, then it gets easier how to do it. If you say, I want to write for those guys, or I'm going to write for those guys, well, then learn their sound. like when we wrote a whole album for Jimmy Jameson, and that was the last album he did before he passed away a few years ago. And we tried to find out as much as possible about him. He was 63 at the time. So we wanted to write an album for a guy that age. And so we didn't write songs that would fit a 25-year-old. And when we sent him the demos, what we came up with, and we told him, please now change whatever you want to change, rewrite the lyrics so it fits you. And he just called back and said, I don't want to change a word. I don't want to change a note. You just found me where I am in life today. How did you do that? But it was a lot of research.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We just didn't sit down and write songs by chance, because
we
figured out what he's been through. And so, like I said, we try to capture him where he was at the point for recording the album.
And that's the secret right there, for sure. Okay, so we got a couple minutes. We got 3 minutes left. But in those 3 minutes, here's what I want you to do. I understand, Hicks, that you have some new songs that are about to be released. So I want to know what they are. And also, I heard that you've got some upcoming shows in Sweden and Europe. So in 3 minutes, tell us all about that.
Well, I'm starting to plan for my next single. It's actually going to be a ballad called Last to Know, First to Go. It's a heartbroken song that I wrote by myself, actually. And I have shows come. I just was back to my hometown in southern Sweden and played with my whole band for the first time. I played shows there before, but it's just been acoustic shows, or I've been a guest in other bands. But this time it was my show, and I have my own opener and everything. So that was really, really cool. And then I'm going to UK in May. I'm going to play at a big festival, music festival called Vamos in Scotland. And we're going to do a tour in UK connected with all that. So I think we're going to be out there for about 2 weeks.
Wow, my God, what a grueling schedule. Woo! Well, you know what? I don't think that if you were let's be honest. Anybody who wants to see what Hicks looks like, you got to go to his website, hickscountry.com. Listen, this man's body is rocking. Let me tell you, he is so physically fit and he's so hot. I'm going to just put it out there. I don't mean to embarrass you, but you are a really good-looking guy with a great body, and I think that your physical condition really allows you to be able to really rock out this grueling schedule, because the physical and mental demands for a person of your caliber doing what you do, it really does require you to be in top physical condition. So do you think that's something that really helps?
It is. Totally is. And I love to work out. And when we decided to that it was Stomp a Little Louder, it was going to be the video, since my love for the gym is so big, I recorded it at a gym, me working out and other people working out. And
what? Oh, my God. Where can we see that video? I want to see that right now.
Well, go to YouTube, and you have my YouTube channel. It's Hicks Country, like everything else.
Yes. Oh, my God. We got to go there now. Ladies, I would highly recommend for you go to the YouTube channel right now and type in Hicks Country. Let's watch this man rock out, because I tell you, it's worth it. Grab a cocktail, put your feet up, and let's listen to him and watch him on the YouTube channel. I want to thank you so much. Our time is up. I want to wish you much success, which I'm sure you will be. And please, when you have a chance, come back so that we can play the new song, because I want it. Now you've got me intrigued telling us a little bit about it. So, and I love ballads. So please come back and let's play your new song.
I'd love to. And thank you so much for having me. It's always such a blast being a guest with you.
Oh my God. You too. Well, it's a little bit more fun for me because I get to look at you. So I'm having a little bit more fun, Hicks, than you do. All right, sweetie, everybody go to HicksCountry.com, Hicks Country on Facebook, Twitter, and especially go to YouTube right now. Say goodbye to your fans, Hicks.
Bye-bye, and have a great day.
All the way from Sweden. Rock it out. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.